Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Summer Bodies Are Made in Winter. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Summer Bodies Are Made in Winter. So I'm dropping this podcast in the Northern Hemisphere's summer. And obviously, if you're listening to this at the time I release this podcast and you're in the Southern Hemisphere, then you are currently experiencing winter. So for those of us who are in the Northern Hemisphere, for those of us who are experiencing summer right now, this will obviously mean that the weather is warmer than it has been so far this year. And if you go out and about, you are likely to be seeing people wearing clothes more associated with summer, often less clothes. And therefore, you are likely to notice people's physiques more. And this can sometimes cause people to feel down on themselves. It can cause people to feel like they're not good enough and really feel self-conscious. If when you're walking around, you see other people, they're wearing their summer clothes, they're wearing less clothes, you see their physiques, and you think to yourself, well, look, you know, my physique is not like theirs. I'm feeling self-conscious. Maybe you don't want to be out there wearing summer clothes because of this. Maybe you're feeling, you know, I wish it was a little bit cooler and I could wear my coat again so people couldn't see what I'm looking like because I'm not happy with that. So what I wanted to talk about in today's podcast is the importance of remembering that summer bodies are made in winter. Now, let's be truthful on the matter on this. You can, of course, make a difference to your body, to your physique, to your health, to your fitness within a number of weeks, okay? You can start the process and within 3-4 weeks, you can notice a difference and you can really feel better for it. However, if you want to make a big, big difference to your physique, to your health, to your fitness, it's going to take a number of months to really kind of show a big, massive change and a big, massive improvement. So it's very important to understand that when we're going about our business, when we're out and about and we see people with physiques, but we think, oh, I wish I had that physique. The likelihood is that they haven't started this process a few weeks ago. You know, the likelihood is that they've been going for months and months and months. And as the title of this podcast suggests, they have likely started the work on this during the winter. And during the winter, it is very difficult for some people to feel motivated due to the reduced sunlight that can make people feel down. And the temperature, of course, all of these things can really make us feel like we just want to be staying at home, staying snuggled up, staying warm within our homes and not really putting in the work exercise wise. However, when you think about it, you know, doing exercise is going to be so much more beneficial for us than sitting at home under a cover during the winter, because let's look at it literally and logically. If we are exercising, then we're going to be warming ourselves up anyway. So, you know, if you're thinking to yourself, well, it's too cold to do exercise, well, if you're doing the exercise, you're going to be feeling warmer anyway. Additionally, doing exercise is always going to give you that boost of positive endorphins, you know, that feeling that you are improving yourself. It's not just physically, but it's also mentally, you know, that the endorphins that you get and the positive feelings that come from exercise certainly can't be overstated. They're very, very important. So what you often find is that people who say that they can't exercise in the winter, if they actually manage to give it a go and start it, then they will get into a routine and all of a sudden they'll start to feel like, you know what, I can manage this and I'm really, really enjoying it. So just to reiterate what I was saying earlier, you know, you can make a difference within a few weeks. And if you were in the summer right now and you're thinking, all right, well, there's no point in me doing nothing now for 6 months. No, that is obviously not the case. You can make a difference in 3 or 4 weeks. And I highly suggest you start now. You know, I'm dropping this podcast at the beginning of August, okay? If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, summer, we have still got a lot of it to go until kind of late September when summer officially ends. So you've still got a lot of time to enjoy showcasing yourself, your new summer body at the beach. There's still time for you to do that. But what I am saying is that to make huge results, it is going to take a longer period of time, and you are going to have to maintain this through the winter. Because another thing that some people do is they will start during the summer itself. They will improve their body, their health and fitness a little bit, and they'll be happy with those results, of course, and they'll be showing that off by the end of summer. But it won't be as big a difference maybe as what they would hope to have made. And then they move into autumn and into winter, and then they start to really lose the motivation, and they start to become less fit, less healthy. And it's kind of like at the starting point once more, once they get round past spring again and into the summer, the following year, they're all of a sudden back where they started. So it's important to maintain your health and fitness. And also remember that these summer bodies that you are seeing people have, they are made in the winter. If you just don't exercise during the winter and the colder months, then you are not going to be showcasing the results in summer, and especially spring as well. Spring is generally a very beautiful time of year, as summer is as well. Sometimes you'll even find out that the spring months gave you better weather than the summer months some years. So it's just important to remember, you know, don't go out and about and feel self-conscious, feel jealous, feel like there's no point in you kind of trying now because there's no way you can achieve anything. Yes, you can. You can make a difference within a few weeks. If you want to make a huge difference, it needs to be sustained, and it needs to be going on through the winter as well. Something else to remember about exercise is you need to do something that's manageable. There is no point in you hammering the exercise 4 or 5 sessions for 1 week and then not doing anything again for a few months. That is totally pointless. It is also quite dangerous. If you're new to exercise, you could pull a muscle, you could do worse. You've got to do something that's manageable. It's much better to be exercising once or twice a week and maintain that throughout a year than exercising 4, 5, 6 times in 1 week and then not doing any exercise at all for some months. It's very, very important to do a consistent exercise regime. If you can do that, then you're going to feel better in your mindset as well as your body. It's going to improve your confidence. You can be able to probably get the clothes you've always wanted to, but felt that you wasn't really suited to them because of your body shape possibly. You know, if you're getting healthier and fitter, then you're likely to be feeling better within yourself mentally. But then when you are trying to stylize yourself, you're looking for a new style, you will have more options fashion-wise as well. So it's all good. However you try to kind of consider this, it is all positive stuff if you put the work in. And just when you're looking at people, just remember that they have put the work in. It's not something that's just luckily happened to them. During the winter, when you was hiding underneath your covers to keep warm in the house, they were probably at the gym. They were possibly going for a jog. They might be using some equipment. They were putting in the hard work during the hardest time of year, when it's cold, when it's dark, when motivation is lacking in some of us due to these conditions. They were putting in the work and they get the benefits, and you can do that as well. So if you're in the summer hemisphere right now, I certainly suggest that you start right now. Absolutely start right now. You're in winter. Let's get this going now. If you are in the northern hemisphere, like myself right now, it's the beginning of August. Okay, you're not going to be able to make a huge, massive difference by the end of summer, but you can make some difference. You can improve yourself. 3-4 weeks of work now, getting into the start of September, you will be looking better. People will notice you in a more attractive light because people will make that, you know, that they will see the differences that you've made. They will understand the efforts you've put in. If there's somebody that knows you, if they don't know you and they just see you, they're going to be like, oh, wow, you know, this person's looking good. Now, if you've got a lot of work to do, if you're very, very unfit, if you're very, very unhealthy, then, as I said, it's going to take longer. It's going to take a number of months to really showcase the results you probably want. But even if you are showcasing positive results, please keep it going. Don't quit once we get into September, October, November, December. Don't quit them. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep going through December, January, February, through those difficult months. Once we get into March, April, we're moving into spring, you will then be ready. All of a sudden, you will be one of those people that others are looking at and feeling a little bit jealous looking at, because you'll be ready. You've put in the effort. So please remember, everybody, If you put in the effort, then you will get the results. You will feel better within yourself and you will become a more healthy and attractive person to all. Summer bodies are made in winter. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.